Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? What kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Feeling like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Feeling like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This candy gang, nigga, I'm fresh out, boy.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Feeling like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Hey, 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 welcome back, real. We back at it again. Welcome to another episode of Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Let's get into it. Sunday fun day. Roll something up, light something up, pour something up. Come kick it with your people. We back.
We back, man. We had to take our little holiday break here.
Yes.
But OG, you know, Mo deemed Super Bowl a holiday a few years back. So, you know, that's a free Sunday for me. That's Mo, you know, getting in tune with his star player. How
exactly.
Was your Super Bowl weekend, Mo?
Oh, man, it was wonderful, man. So, you know, just to recap it. So, you know, I went to, you know, a good friend of mine's house in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Like, it's like this little, like, kind of like hipster kind of little neighborhood or whatever. So it's always, you know, good vibes over there. So I went over there and, you know, shout out to my homie Ali. You know, he's a big, because, you know, of course it was the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, so it was Black you know, two black quarterbacks. It had a lot of good storylines, you know, two brothers, you know, and the two brothers was from my neighborhood in Cleveland. Big shout out to Cleveland Heights. So, you know, it was just a you know, a good time. You know, Rihanna performed at the halftime. So I went over there, and I didn't even know it was going to be like this, but it turned into like a little set. You know what I'm saying? So you had, you know, because, of course, you know, I'm in Brooklyn, so, you know, it's East Coast, so it was majority Philly fans. And, you know, my homie's a Philly fan because, you know, he liked Randall Cunningham back in the day, even though he's from D.C. So his brother came up from D.C. He had his Eagles jersey on. Another female had her Eagles jersey on. But it was one female in there that was from Kansas City. And she had her Kansas City sweatshirt on. She was going hard in the paint. But, yeah, just, you know what I'm saying, just her enthusiasm. So, you know, I guess long story short, man, I just love how sports, you know, just bring emotions out. You know, everybody represent where they're from, having a good time. And so it was an awesome game, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, so for the females out there, you know what I'm saying, we had Rihanna for the halftime performance. So that was dope because, you know, during the halftime it just turned into a concert. And then the game came down, like it was a close game all the way up to, like, the last minute. So – just good times, man, good vibes. I got to, you know, reconnect with my people. You know, we was talking about, you know, different places we want to travel, you know what I'm saying? Because he's one of my traveling buddies, you know what I'm saying? So when we ain't took a trip in a minute, but when we link up, you know, we like to, you know, go some places, man. So it was just cool, man. So I had a good time. You know, how was your weekend off?
Man, you know, I got plenty of rest and more rest. I was not doing anything for this Sunday that just passed. I did not catch the Super Bowl. I didn't catch the halftime. Yeah, okay. I pretty much just bucked on everything. to be absolutely honest with you, I was getting rest. A lot of revamp. We'll definitely jump into that, and, you know, when our weekly check-in. Shout out to our top five countries for tuning in, for staying consistent with us around these parts.
Yes.
In no order, South Africa. Well, South Africa's number two. I got to say that, right?
Let them know that they're number two. You know what I'm saying? They're right
behind
them.
We got India, we got Australia, and we got Nigeria. But South Africa's number two. United States number one. Per usual, but shout out to all five countries tuning in that has been rocking with us, that still been here even though we weren't here. You know, we back. And shout out to everybody else that has been tuning in to the show all over the world. Tell a friend and another friend to tune in.
Yes.
And check the show. Yeah. So my week has been revamping. On a spiritual level, right? I've been sitting back for the last couple of weeks, very silent, and I've been paying attention to where I have been in a headspace now versus last year come, you know, from what? April, May, June, July, you know what I'm saying? All of this stuff going up into last year, the end of last year. And so if you guys are OGs to the channel, we speak a lot about, you know, thinking, you know what I'm saying, sitting back reminiscing on where we came from and where we are. And are we in a better space than where we are? Are we lost or, you know, are we not in a better space? And so the last couple of weeks I've been silently analyzing what space I'm in, because a lot of people won't understand where you're coming from, especially if their intent isn't the best for you. You know what I'm saying? People don't care about where you feel like you are. They just care about what they want ultimately. And so my ancestors, right, we had this challenge to challenge our ancestors to move in a way in our life, right?
Okay.
And see if our ancestors, if our Egun are standing with us. Mine answered immediately, right? immediately and came to my side and like, we here and we gonna walk you through this, right? So it was a challenge that was much needed, because the one thing that I asked for, they answered immediately. But most importantly, it's just the guidance that, that they have rendered me over this time as to where I am now. And so if you guys know, you know, I definitely am a student, in which I feel like I would be a lifelong student, right? And I say that all the time before EFI. I'm a lifelong student. I've been in school for so many different things, a lot. I just really don't like telling, you know, everybody all parts of me, because that's when people try to analyze you, when they know everything about you, and we talked about that. But I'm a student. I'm a lifelong student, ELIO of IFA. And so what I paid attention to was that even though I'm still in my spiritual studies, even though I'm still aligning myself, I'm not growing at the pace that I would want to grow, right? And so when I feel that way, I have to look at myself, engage. Why am I not growing at the stages that I need to grow? What is happening that's causing a conflict in me being where I want and need to be, right? And that's eliminating things around me with love, no hard feelings. But as of now, you know, Ifa is calling me to focus again, right? Because I've gotten completely out of focus, right? It was a point last year I was taking my kids. We was all doing Osei Ifa, which is done every 4 days, you know, to, you know, make sure our path is clear, to give us any warnings, to make sure that, you know, we have good, you know, good character, good Iwapele, all of these good things. And I was doing this with my kids. My kids loved it. I was doing my divination, my Ebo. You know, I was doing everything that I was supposed to be doing, and I really felt a completely different way than what I feel now. And the thing about this is that when you get off track, right, when your Ori is not aligned spiritually, then you can be susceptible to anything. You know what I'm saying? Any type of spiritual attacks, anything that's coming because you're not aligned with Ifa. And so that's why the first thing that someone, when they're trying to send something to you, when they're trying to tie you to them or anything like that, they want to send in chaos so that you can get off track, right? Because if you're not praying, right, then you're weak. You know what I'm saying? And so I felt that way, and so lately I've been, like, just back, you know, suddenly getting back on my grind, doing what I got to do, you know, staying aligned spiritually, and I just feel so much better because I know that I should not have a worry in this world, and this is what I came from, not having a worry in this world to, you know, trying to figure things out on my own. That's not my duty, you know. This is why we have Ifa, you know, to clear our path, to make sure we're okay, to make sure that we align. As long as we are, you know, doing what we're supposed to do, we're following the rules and we're following the directions, following the rules of Olodumare and following the directions of Ifa, you know, then and sticking to our taboos, you know, we good. You know what I'm saying? And so I just realized, like, I've gotten far off track, but it's just a couple tweaks to get me back to where I need to be. And so I just kind of been withdrawing myself from everything around me because I don't like drama. I don't like the chaos. I don't like none of that. I like things to just be focused. I like to just be aligned in my bubble. You know what I'm saying? And so this is where I am. And once I see it, I can't be like, okay, well, I don't like all of these things. And then it changed. And then I turn a blind eye like it's not going on. No, it's just not being presented to me. So, I've just really been on my spiritual enlightenment, being spiritually heightened back to where I need to be, you know, sharing information, you know, speaking more, you know, being more in tune with this portion of my journey. And I've been super excited about it. Like, I've just been in a better energy than I was. Better energy than a long time. And I'm starting to see, like, the reason my energy was altered is because I was not putting Ifa first, right? I don't care what else is there. I was not, even though I knew, I honored, I followed Ifa, it was just me also doing the independent work. So that was something that was just a lesson that had to be taught to me the hard way, to, like, never get off a track, you know, stick to your routine, stay focused, you know, and stay aligned so that you could continue to move forward. So, you know, that's just been me on my journey, just realigning myself, getting things done, you know, honoring the path that I was chosen to take, you know, doing what I got to do. So that's been my week. Better. I've been in better spirits this week than I have been in a long time.
That's good.
And that's just all because of the honor of what I'm supposed to do. It's been people that Spirit has already showed me. Everybody in my life, I've either been guided to them or Spirit has showed me, hey, you're going to work with this person one day, right? And it's just so many things that I was supposed to have done already, but yet being sidetracked, I was off track. And, you know, this week I said, you know what, I'm not going to be sidetracked. I'm going to do the things that I know I need to do. The people that Ifa says that I need to work with, I'm going to make sure that I work with those people. You know, the people that I need to be in contact with, I need to be in contact with those people, you know? The one thing about the spiritual journey, as I was explaining to my subscribers today, and, you know, all across my social media platforms, one general post, yeah, I can make a video, but making a video is too easy. You know, I'm going to write out a long post and make you read it. So you're going to do the work one way or another. If you don't want to go through your own research, you're going to read. But, you know, I tell people, be mindful, you know what I'm saying, of this, because most people, they, you know, this is a lot of people's business, right? A lot of people, once they initiate and put in the work, this is their business, right? And so when it comes down to that, you know, money is the motive in more ways than one. You know what I'm saying? And so it's very important to make sure that you are not tying yourself to anybody, right? Because you will have multiple teachers. But, you know, of course, in Ifa, they teach you to get under, you know, one Ile and get everything from that one Ile. But I knew early on, and I've said it, even to the Ile that I'm a part of now, like, you know, I'm here, but I never tied myself to one Ile for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want anybody, you know, feeling away or acting as if I can't go get learning and education from somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody feels as though their way is the right way. And, you know, it's one of those things of me just being really on my A1 self this week and really just taking in, yeah, just taking in the spirituality. And this has been me for the last 2 weeks, but I'm like, you know, we're going to see how this goes, and it's been going great because my alignment is back there. So for the people that listen, you know, we do a spiritual topic once a month here, you know, but I don't just talk about this. I live this life, you know. We all have, you know, parts of our journey where, you know, we may slack up on here or there. We're all human. But the important thing is that we get on track so much that nothing that comes our way can take us off of our path. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say I'm still a student. Nothing that comes our way, I don't care what's happening, you are still aligned with, you're still aligned with Spirit, man, because there's some crazy people out here in this world that, you know, it's some people, they more so like relationships. If I can't have you, nobody can, you know? Type of energy, you just have to be strong and withstand these tests. And then every test that you have to go through, you know, if somebody's trying to tie you to them or you got energy and bad vibrations coming to you, then that just further lets you know, okay, don't put yourself in this situation again. You know, you're going to get through it. No matter what you're going through in life, you will get through it, right? That's what your Egun are for. That's what Ifa is for. That's what divination is for. That's what Ebo is for, right? That's what your hand of Ifa is for. Even when you yourself can't go personally and get, you know, pay to get people to do things, your intention, you know what I'm saying? You working with your hand of Ifa, your hands of Ifa, you doing, you know, the divination for yourself, you know what I'm saying, just to make sure that, you know, you're aligning with Spirit. So that's where I'm at, man. And I feel damn good about
man, <that's awesome>.
This energy.
Yeah, that aligns with what I'm, my hope, too, because this week, I'm taking no, you know, taking no shorts. Like, so this week is called Taking No Shorts, Determined. Taking No Shorts, Determined. And, yeah, and just once again, I just want to reiterate just to the people out there, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of, you know, easier said than done, but the importance of having multiple incomes, you know what I'm saying? So if something is on hold or pausing, you know what I'm saying, it don't just stop. You know, if something else just can kick, you know, kick up and take up the slack. So, but, you know, this week, taking no shorts, man. I'm fully determined. That's it. So I feel you.
That's amazing. But, you know, we generally are aligned when it comes to our weeks anyways.
We didn't speak up.
Like women, when women start hanging together, yeah, they cycle sync up. Like, our energy be, like, heavily synced now. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's a beautiful thing. Like, whenever I'm talking and I'm like, yeah, I'm in a powerful energy, like, you always right there with me, like, in a powerful energy of realigning yourself. So that's the beautiful thing about
Hell no. Hell no. This nigga just described you as a bitch, nigga. You laughing about that?
What are you talking about?
You know what?
Nigga, she just said that y'all pussies are aligned, nigga. You bleeding the same
whatever
way she bleeding at
that
the same time.
I said like
that's
women.
What you said. You gave that analogy that the nigga got a pussy. Say
no,
you didn't
no,
say
I
it.
I did not.
You know
say you did. You said, hey, we just like two bras who periods come together. Say you didn't say it, Black.
Aligned on spiritual shit, man.
Say you didn't say it. Black
he
said,
got, he got,
and you just,
he got the metaphor. He got the metaphor.
It was
no,
a metaphor.
Bro, come
it
on,
was
man.
Metaphor.
Come on. Fuck that metaphor. Man, you better metaphor me like a man, goddammit.
No. Check this out, Smooth. See, we got a 9-time published author on the line. So she's, you know, she has a way with words, man. So it's called metaphor. It just went over your head. But it's all good. You know what I'm saying?
No, nigga,
like,
it went over your head that you a bitch with a pussy. What the fuck you talking about? Hey, bro, I'd rather a two-time journalist that says, no, nigga, you's a man and not a bitch. That's what the fuck went over your head, nigga. Fuck wrong with you? You got a pussy. And a period.
I don't need you to vouch for me or say what I am or not, man. You know what I'm saying? My ball's hanging, bro. Like, I'm good.
Yeah, well, you better tell Black that.
So, for the people out there that it's interpreted, the analogy, Mo is 100% man, happily married man, alpha, Leo male. So I wasn't describing him as a female or having female tendencies. I was
she
using
was describing
that
a feminine relationship between the two of y'all.
We link spiritually. And Mo is 10 times published book author because my new book, Spiritual Goddess the Spiritualist, comes out March the 1st, which is a part of a series. And it's all spiritual topics. We digging in. We going all the way back to show the flip side on the surface level of why we were taught and why we're still being taught to not know who we are and why they're coming up with ways to take us further away from knowing who we are because the world is awakening. So Spiritual Goddess, the Spiritualist, will be released March 1st. You can pre-order it now. You can go to any of my YouTube channels or put Spiritual Goddess, GAWDDESS, the Spiritualist in, and you'll see like a purple book cover with a young lady meditating and her chakras lining up. That's me.
Yeah. Blake, could you ever envision you and I syncing our periods together? Could you actually envision saying that to me?
Yeah,
I'm with the shit today. I'm with the shit. Because I never would say that bullshit. And in 20 years, the 30 years, the 40 years, nigga, we could be 50 years. You'll never say, you know, I think today we are aligned like my period.
You must have got you some coochie.
No, man. man, you must have been fucking hard as hell. You crazy. I'm a virgin.
Yeah, right. A virgin with 23 kids? No, sir.
Hey, Immaculate Conception is a motherfucker, I'm telling you.
I mean, what did you do for Super Bowl? You got a whole football team, so I know y'all did something great.
Oh, man, you know I don't fuck with football. I ain't watch that shit. I ain't even watch a commercial. I don't know anything that happened. Yeah, I don't fuck with football like that. Yeah, no football, no commercials, no Rihanna. People had to tell me about that shit. I don't know nothing about it. Don't want to be a part of that bullshit. Matter of fact, the last Super Bowl I watched was for the commercials, and every commercial was gay. Run like a girl, throw like a girl type ass shit. You remember that shit like a few years ago? I said, oh, hell no, never again. You keep that sissy shit to yourselves, nigga.
I know they kept showing this black man that They were showing this black man that had on a slip blouse and a jacket, you know, doing an interview, and I was like, here they go with the bullshit. They never seem to fail to put some garbage-ass shit in the mix, right? It's crazy, but it is what it is.
That was last week?
On Super Bowl weekend, but before all of this stuff, we got crazy, man. You guys are OGs to the show. You know, Mo came up with a hashtag years back, man. How many? Like 3-4 years back, and he said hashtag make men real again. And the
hold
up,
wait a minute,
said,
no, nigga, what you ain't about to do is lie. Al Bush Smooth came up with that shit, man. Stop playing with me.
Okay.
Oh my God!
Yeah, the man on the fucking phone. Make men again. And then y'all won't try to. Hell no. Make men again. I said that stupid shit. Stop playing with me. Respect my manhood and my intellectual property.
Oh my gosh.
Next, finish the goddamn statement. I'm with the shit today. But yeah, what you ain't about to do is just steal my intellectual property in front of my face. Make men again, goddammit.
Oh my goodness. Well,
and yeah,
you know
that was
what?
3 years ago.
Glad that you are coming with this energy. I'm glad for this topic. I'm glad you are. So,
what's the topic? Is? I don't know the topic.
My correction, it was Smooth that came up with this particular hashtag. But the more we screened it, the more they made men girls. And so, you know, that's some crazy shit. That's the crazy world that we living in right now. But they never seem to fail to put in a moment of the bullshit. You know, I don't get it, but it's here. We're here. This is where we are. So tonight's topic, I'm just so glad that Smooth is in this energy. Tonight's topic is can men handle the behavior that they put out? Can men handle the behavior that they put out?
Yeah, this is going to be a good topic. Let's get into it.
Oh,
so,
yeah. He hyped up.
Let me set it up for the people. So tonight's topic is, can a man handle the same behavior he puts out? So since Smooth...
Who came up with this topic? Yeah, because that's a feminine-ass fucking question.
You know,
I had to find out. So why wouldn't a man be able to handle what the fuck he put out when he's a man? In order for you to ask that question, you've been around a shitload of males and not enough fucking men. Men, steel sharpens steel, niggas. Iron hardens iron. So depending on who you're around, depends on how you act. But you all act the same. Yes, no, maybe.
What? You gotta elaborate, man.
Elaborate on what? Well, steel sharpens steel, iron hardens iron. When two men or a group of men come together, they all resonate and they all act the fucking same?
So you saying you can handle the same behavior that you put out to your females if they do the same shit to you?
No. Men. I interact with men. I'm talking about men handling the behavior of a fucking man. Men ain't going to handle the behavior of a woman who's trying to act masculine because that goes against her fucking nature. A bitch ain't going to act like a man in front of me because I'm going to treat you like a female. So you're going to act accordingly to the rules of a female. I'm talking about men. See,
okay,
I don't know the
Mr.
question.
Alpha
I'm, no, I'm a man,
so,
baby. There's no fucking alpha males, betas, and sigmas. It's a man.
Mr. Alpha Man.
Let's get this one thing straight. This motherfucking man ain't no alphas, betas, gammas, sigmas. This ain't no motherfucking step show.
So, okay, what I mean by can he accept the behavior that he put out, right? So just hypothetically say, let me give you a couple examples. Hypothetically, how you hyped up on this phone right now, right? You hype, yada, 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 right? And this is how you talk to somebody that you sleeping with, right? But then when she turn around and you chill mode or whatever, and then she come at you hyped up talking to you in this type of manner, can you handle that? You get mad at your chick, you cuss her out, stop playing with me, boom, hang up the phone. She get mad at you, she cuss you out, boom, hang up the phone. Can you handle that?
First of all, men hanging up is feminine. A man ain't going to hang up from no fucking, no debate. That's one thing. And the second thing, like I just said prior to you actually elaborating, this is not, it's not even about handling it because you're going to act according to a female. You're not going to act masculine to your fucking man. You're not my nigga, you're my lady, and you're going to act accordingly. That's it. My masculine ass going to act masculine, your feminine ass is going to act feminine. That's it. That other bullshit like this, what you're not about to do is try to put on some drawers around here. You ain't about to wear no fucking boxes around me, bitch. You not my nigga,
you
my lady.
So what would you do if she act like you?
I checked that shit before it even starts. Like, bitch, I just told you. Like, nigga, you not my nigga, you my lady. You said what?
You get your shoe put on fire. You get your shoe put on fire.
Oh, yeah, as a teenager. Yeah, you fucking right. You fucking right. That happened to a nigga as a teenager. Yeah, that happened to a nigga 23 years ago as a fucking teenager. You goddamn skippy. Yeah, the bitch set my shoes on fire while I was wearing those motherfuckers. Yeah. The bitch set my shoes on fire while I was wearing them as a teenager, as a male. You see what I'm saying? As a motherfucker who don't know no better. Yeah, that's how it happened. You fucking right.
What about the girl in Dubai? What about the girl in Dubai?
Oh, yeah, but check that bitch. That's different. That's power. That bitch
did
a power move on a real nigga. Oh, nigga,
okay.
She moved me. She moved me without me knowing. Like, yeah, but did I check the bitch? Of course he did. What the fuck I'm going to do? I'm in a whole different country. This bitch got political power. She rich as a motherfucker. I go to my motherfucking apartment. All my shit gone. God damn, I've been robbed. I'm trying to call the police. No, that bitch moved me. Yeah, but what else, Black? Because, yeah, all right.
But
did
but,
I check
but,
the bitch,
but
though?
Ben, my favorite baby mama of yours, she has that masculine type of energy, and that's why you can't get along with her because she's not going to let you. She's going
to
give you the same energy that
you
give her back.
You
want to
give you
the
crap.
Wrong. At the end of the day, Black, you are assuming that men flow is having issues because she wants to be a man, and that's not what happened. Men flow has issues because Flo decided to listen to the white boys in them books about raising my masculine-ass fucking man in training. That's why I came back, and you know why I came back. I came back because I refused to have a bitch try to turn my motherfucking son into a broad, Black. That's why the fuck I came back, Black. That ain't got shit to do with her trying to be masculine. It's about her trying to emasculate my man in training, my offspring. Next, anything else? Y'all niggas want to bring up my motherfucking past, but I got an answer and a fucking review for everything. What's next? What's next?
Hey,
yeah, you
want
to try to bring up some shit that happened to a nigga in his teenage years. Yeah, I was a teenager, and the bitch set my shoes on fire. I've been hit by fucking cars. All this shit happened in my early to late teenage years, early fucking 20s. Yeah, nigga, I had to learn my lesson in how to treat a bitch. Yeah, nigga, thank God for Katrina. I ain't gonna lie to you now. Katrina helped me out. Katrina got rid of a lot of crazy bitches. Woo! Man, nigga, like, man, Katrina did me dirty. No, Katrina did me right. Katrina wiped my slate clean from them crazy. All right,
so look, I'm gonna answer the question now. So my answer to this question is this. All right, so once again, tonight's topic: can a man handle the same behavior he put out? No.
Yeah, you gotta be specific when you say for a man or for a woman, because I said for a fucking man. So y'all talking about for a broad to act like masculine? Just say that shit.
Yeah, basically, I believe that's what Black is alluding to with this question.
No,
Black.
No, but I'm talking about you because everybody just keeps forgetting the important part. Can you accept a female acting like a fucking man?
Yeah, I'm saying no, and I put specifically on my notes, nope, but it's not supposed to be that way. And then I put, yup, it is a double standard. You know what I'm saying? So
how is
yeah,
it a double
man,
standard
like,
when the bitch is a bitch? A bitch supposed to act like a fucking female. That ain't no damn double
about
standard.
Like the double standard, like, all right, so like, for me, I'm only giving you my perspective. You might have a whole nother perspective, but what I'm saying is, if I'm dealing with a particular female, or whatever, hashtag happily married man, and I do what I do. You know what I'm saying? I do what I do because I do what I do. I'm a man, and, you know, if I wasn't married or whatever, I'm always in, even though that I am married. I mean, I've kind of like, you know, I can kind of like control my lust now. But, you know, before I was, I'm going to do what I do. But at that point, I'm not really, you know, looking for a
relationship with that particular female. So I don't care less what she do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just looking for some fun. You know what I'm saying? But if it's my wife or whatever the case may be, I'm still going to handle myself accordingly, but I'm a man. So I'm going to do some masculine type shit every so often. But I don't expect my wife, the person that I really picked to spend the rest of my life with, my partner, to do that same shit, because that's not why I married her. You know what I'm saying? I didn't marry her because she has those, you know, I married her because she has certain qualities that can enhance my strengths and certain things that I like to do. You know what I'm saying? She can accept that. You know what I'm saying? But if she was doing some of the same shit, that's not a match for me. You know what I'm saying? Because that's why I would say, because I'm a Leo, so I'm a fire sign. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always, I got a flair for drama every so often. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, I don't think I can be, you know, just on the, if we just talking astrology, I don't think I could ever be with, like, another Leo female because I see their energy. Their energy is very similar to my energy. So that just wouldn't work because we both got to, both lions, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be like somebody got to fall back. So in my situation, you're like, I got to be me, you know what I'm saying? So me is going to be a leadership role, you know what I'm saying? It can't be too, you know, somebody got to play the back. But not to say if you fall back, you're less than, you know what I'm saying? It's just like we play our position. So, you know, my answer to the question is nah.
First of all, female ain't got no business acting like a man. I don't understand what the fuck purpose of the goddamn question for. Like, nigga, you ain't got no goddamn right. Business trying to act masculine. Why the fuck you want to try to act like a man, bitch?
Nah,
that
but,
would
but
be
I'm
the question.
Saying, like, certain females, I'm just saying, depending on how you, I mean, like I said, you got to keep it.
It means absolutely nothing. It don't give a fuck what type of female he is. Like, bitch, if you want to test me, you can test me, and I'm going to crush your stupid ass. But you ain't got no business trying to act masculine anyway. Why would you want to act masculine? You ain't a fucking man. You ain't got a dick between your fucking balls. So why would you even want to act masculine? Oh, I get it, because of these old pussy-ass males out here that's wearing dresses and blouses. Now the broad is confused. Man, I need to be a man because these niggas are soft as shit. All right, well, bitch, I'm a man. You can play with me if you want to. I'm a stomp you stupid ass.
Mm.
Yeah. But, you know.
Well, Black, what you got to say about that? You know, it's your topic, so what you
okay.
Got to say about it?
So,
nigga, where did this topic come from, first of all?
First of all, can you shut the hell up?
No, listen, what we ain't about to do is play that. I'm trying to figure out what made the topic come to Black Pair. Yeah, let's play it like that, Black. Yeah, I'm not Mo. We're not doing that. We ain't never did that in the last 15 years.
So, okay, this topic, it's about something that came to realization. It's something that came to realization, came to revelation to me. We came from a toxic energy of saying, men can't handle the same energy they put out. If he tried me, I'ma cuss him out. If he tried me, da da da. If he tried me, right? As Black women, we come from this type of energy, right? And so the answer is no, men can't handle that, right? As you can see, that I didn't, you know, however these men answered the phone. For me to answer the phone, you know, and act in reference to how he's acting, that's not feminine energy, and that's not what we should be doing. As feminine beings, you know, we should be on something completely different. We should be aligned with our higher self, and most importantly, we should be aligned with our feminine self, right? So, no, men cannot handle the energy that they put out, right? When they're out of pocket, when they're out of bounds, when they're out of league, we actually have to step into our feminine energy and continue to submit to that man so that we can be in alignment with ourselves, right, and allow spirit to deal with that man accordingly. But as a man in masculine energy, we cannot match their energy. We can't cuss them out. We can't go to war with them. We can't go back and forth with them. We can't go back and forth to them, anything like that. we have to just be aligned with our higher self. You know what I'm saying? We have to do what we have to do to stay in submissive energy when it comes to our man. Because when the tables are turned and that man is mad at us for acting out of power, for us having masculine energy, we have to understand that he has a place to feel that way because we got out of pocket. Regardless of what he did, he cannot get out of pocket when it comes to our partners, our mates, right? And a lot of times we feel like we can do what men do and we can't. So the answer is no. And it's really for, it was really one of those questions to put out in reverse. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how we were taught. We were taught to reflect their energy, but we can't reflect their energy, especially when you're divine feminine energy. That's all.
Okay.
All right, damn. That's that was quick. We kind of
But what happened for the revelation to pop up?
I'll say that for story time tomorrow. I mean, next Sunday.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got 15 minutes.
Yeah, I wanted to get to the meat and the potatoes.
I mean, you know, we really don't have 15 minutes because, you know, we was gone for like a whole week or something. So, you know, I figured you had plenty of world famous top up news.
I do, but man, like, I, you know what I'm saying? I want to elaborate on this story a little bit.
Get
like
one or two topics out of the way and let me handle something really quick, and then I'm going to jump back in and I'm going to tell y'all the story.
No, nah, she's going to wait for next week. She's going to tell us.
No, she's lying
to us. But whatever was going on made her stop. So, like, she about to hit the mute button on us and shit. She's probably going to whip somebody's ass. You know what I'm saying? Probably going to hit a nigga upside the head with a bottle of wine.
Something. All right. So, we're going to get into this. So, all right. So, for the people out there that's listening, let's get into it. This is the world-famous Chop Up. So, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to talk my shit on different things that I thought was interesting throughout the week, throughout the last 2 weeks, so we're going to get into it. So, now, I got a couple topics that I'm going to get into. I'm going to see if I can, like, kind of, like, I guess drag these out a little bit, and then if not, you know, I might have to just dip into my Reasonable Doubt bag. For the people out there, Reasonable Doubt, that's the spinoff show. That's every Twitter Tuesday. You know, you can access that if you follow me on my MoBins Twitter account, MoBinns. You know, we put that on, me and my co-host Kev Hurt, we put that on for the people, 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, you know, every Tuesday. But, so let's get into it. So, first, just a couple quick topics, man. These are going to be some quick stuff, man. If, you know, Smooth, if any of these things interest you or you got something to say, you know, feel free to chime in. So,
I was just waiting for Black because I had sent Black the Senate hearing for everything that was going on with Twitter, and I wanted to see if she actually watched that shit.
What you mean? Everything that's going on with Twitter.
Well, as far as you know, they had a Senate hearing as far as what Twitter was doing when it came down to elections. What Twitter was doing when it came down to blocking the stories of Hunter Biden and his laptop that the FBI has been in possession of since 2019. They were talking about, they were asking questions about as far as why Twitter was banning certain people and certain individuals that had a conservative outlook. They were talking about why Twitter felt the need to block reputable scientists and people that graduated from Stanford and Harvard that were doctors and shit when it came down to the news of how they were successfully treating COVID-19 and why did they flag that as false news and block these individuals from actually being able to, you know, divulge their information.
Yeah.
Right. So it was a lot of fucking questions and insufficient answers, basically.
But
I want to know if Black had actually watched it.
Okay, so he's doing the job. But, all right, so my question to you was this. Like, you know, obviously, you know, I like to thrive on Twitter and do my thing on Twitter. I've been on Twitter for the longest, man. I think I started Twitter probably 2010, man, so I've been on here for a minute. But in this last, less than a year, you know what I'm saying, since Elon Musk took over,
it's different. You know what I'm saying? It is different when it comes to that because, you know, he's one of the things that I kind of, that's kind of cool about it in a way is he's always on Twitter, like, giving his opinions and stuff like that, just like he, you know, is like a fan. It's like a owner of a team or something like that. It's still just a fan of the team, and it's like, you know, like a Mark Cuban type of situation with how he, you know, owns the Mavericks, but he's a, you know, he's clearly a fan of the of his brand and the basketball and all that. So I say that to say this. Ever since he's taken over, he made it a point to show how shit was, kind of like what you were just saying. Like, it was a lot of the stories that he thought should have been, you know, covered more or not been blocked, you know, were. You know what I'm saying? So I guess my question to you was this in retrospect before he took over, or is this, are they still trying to say that's still happening now with him being, you know, the basic.
No,
you know,
this
okay.
Every topic that was brought up was prior to Elon Musk. Matter of fact, the Senate hearing is a result of the Twitter files that Elon Musk was releasing. But the thing is the contrast, questioning the contrast between liberals and conservatives across the aisle. And what people need to understand is it's time for everybody to get real uncomfortable. And when I say uncomfortable, I mean it's time for motherfuckers to really stop hanging around like-minded individuals. And it's really time for people to start hanging around motherfuckers with alternative opinions so y'all can have a nice, juicy debate so that you can actually see how the other individual thinks. Because as long as we meaning everybody that's breathing, as long as we stay within our bubble, we're never really going to know how the other person thinks. Because, you know, this last election, man, is fucking with me because I was surrounded by too many people that thought like me. So when the results came back in the opposite direction, it made me like, nigga, I really fall into the trap? And I did. And it's fucking with me. It's fucking with me because I know better. But not too long ago, you know what I'm saying, Mo, which is you, kept alluding to how media, social media, it doesn't really matter what type of media it is, everybody has a game plan. You see what I'm saying? So when you get caught up in the algorithm, like Black was talking about, like 2 weeks ago and shit, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and how she was seeing all these videos on YouTube and shit. But every video she's seen, I had actually watched the actual, you know what I'm saying, Senate reports and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Black and I, we have the same algorithm. You see what I'm saying? Because when she's talking about shit, I'm like, yeah, I seen that, whoop-de-whoop, which means we have the same algorithm. But that motherfucking election lets you know, like, it don't mean shit. They're deliberately putting you within that bubble because you like this and because you like that. And since you like this and you like that, we just going to keep feeding you like-minded shit. So they just trapping your ass, making you think that everybody thinks like you, but they don't. You're the fucking minority when it comes down to that vote.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that, man. Like I experienced that firsthand with, like I said, like this last, I would say, since Trump had gotten into office all the way up until where we are now, so I would say 2016. So I experienced this like firsthand with a couple of partners that I, you know, that I really, you know, used to chop it up with, you know, a couple of partners that, you know, I knew from, you know, my Cleveland days. One of my tightest partners up here in New York, but we all had like a social media group chat. You know what I'm saying? It was called The Bunker. I used to talk about it all the time on the show. You know what I'm saying? Talking to my fellas and this and that. But it got a little toxic for me because to me, you know, it seemed like I just outgrew them. You know what I'm saying? I really enjoy our topics. You know what I'm saying? Between me, you, Black, you know what I'm saying? Because we, you know, even though we might disagree and, you know, talk our shit to each other, you know what I'm saying? We still
I respect everybody's opinion. I think everybody respects each other's opinion. Where in my group chat that I thought, like, you know, like, damn, like, we party. He's like, you know me. You know what I'm saying? So even if you think I'm saying some bullshit or whatever, you might not agree with it. At least respect my opinion. But it just got to the point where it just got toxic. Like I just, it was just a group thing. And I'm like, damn, I'm the only person in here that's questioning shit. That's like, so that shit just, like, really put my mind, you know what I'm saying? And it really, you know, I think made me better, you know what I'm saying? Made me be able to see through the bullshit more. And I'm like, fuck, how y'all don't see that? Well, how you not at least having a dialogue discussion with this type of shit? And then how, like, just because the media is talking shit about him, like, do your own research. I'm talking about Trump. Do your own research, man. Read some books and draw your own conclusions. Just don't go by what people are telling you. And then the other thing that I see is different. I'm going to tell you, like, two other, you know, quick analogies. Basically, so the first one is Twitter, you know, has always been like that to me. I mean, of course, you know, you got your different situations when it comes to, like I said before, where they was trying to, like, you know, censor certain people. But that's why Twitter was so ill for me, because Trump was right on it. Just how I'm saying how Elon Musk is, you know, Elon Musk, but he still be firing off his opinions and certain things and just keeping it a buck. And, like, you know, it's like, it's my shit. I own this shit. So I'm going to really say what the fuck I want to say. You know what I'm saying? And it's like no apologetic. And that's how Trump was. And I'm like, fuck. Like, you guys really should be on here listening to, like, you know, at least analyzing what he's saying before you just go in this or, you know, talk shit about, you know, because I said some stuff and now you want to come back and use some shit against me because I said some different things that just disagree with, you know, this whole group thing. So, you know, that shit just opened my mind because Twitter to me has always been more of an open forum because, like I said, the reason why, since we started doing this show, I said, you know, I don't watch the news. I know that was just news to you at first because, you know, I guess, you know, to your, you know, the people you
Yeah, that
with.
Hurt my heart, dog. That still hurt my heart. I ain't gonna lie to you. That hurt my heart, man.
It's just a different form. You know, you got different ways now, man. It's just like, you know, like, I just rather be plugged in. Twitter to me has been a blessing to me because, like I said, I can plug into certain things, and I get what you're saying, like, too, like, you don't want to fall into, so I try to keep, like, an open mind and different things, but when you're plugged into just different things, you're going to get your own news, and then you can kind of decipher and, like, you know, like I said, use discernment and kind of take the jewels and, you know, throw the bullshit out. So that's why I always like Twitter, and so to me, you know, Instagram, you know, I dig Instagram, but I don't like it as much as Twitter. But Instagram to me, you know, I think Instagram was more, you can get subject to groupthink because somebody might post something in this person. And it was just different from Twitter because Twitter, you're actually typing out your thoughts. And Instagram, you're seeing a lot of memes and things of that nature. So that's the difference as far as that. Now, even now, just looking at certain things, is, you know, that gets me that I'm very interested in analyzing this whole Amazon Prime versus Netflix, and that's just like, you know, really.
Oh man! Before you continue, Amazon Prime versus Netflix. Amazon Prime, they sent me an email about a month ago. Where you start doing all type of surveys and shit and you're watching new shows before they come out. And you know what I'm saying? All you're really doing, you're watching like three fucking episodes, you're rating episodes as they go and shit like that. And you got to sign an NDA, which means you can't talk about the shit, especially negative. But man, hey, bro, look, Netflix got a problem on their hand when it comes down to Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
When it comes down to the movies and shit and the TV shows, Netflix got a problem on their hands. This one little show that I watched last week, the week before last, I'm getting old. Either way it goes, man, that shit, them three episodes that I seen, I'm anticipating the motherfucking the season of that shit. Yeah, fuck Netflix. Netflix about to get that ass whooped.
Yeah, so wait, hold on, say that again. So I just want to make sure. So you saying, hold on, a non-disclosure agreement. Hold on, what was that?
Run that by me.
Right, right. Netflix, I mean, Amazon Prime, they have this thing where they are allowing you to watch like 3 episodes of a season of a show that has never been released yet. You see what I'm saying? But you got to sign an NDA, which means, you know, you can't publicly talk about the name of the show, all this other bullshit. You see what I'm saying? Especially if the show sucks. But it just so happened, from what I've seen so far on the shows that they've given me, dang, Netflix got a problem.
He's like, I'm with it.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I'm with the shit. I'm with the shit. Man, look, one of them fucking shows, they only gave me 3 episodes. Now I'm mad as shit. I was like, man, what other episode at?
Yeah.
I was looking for episode 4, but they only gave me 3.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, Netflix, Netflix, they got a problem on their hand. The only thing about Amazon Prime, Amazon Prime is that hopefully Amazon Prime don't fall into the Netflix bubble as far as having too much content. That content overload is real. Right now, Netflix is looking like cable. But they just got too much shit.
It is too much shit. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, hopefully, yeah, I see where you're coming from with that. You got to kind of keep it exclusive a little bit. But the thing that, like I said, I always reason why, and I was just having a conversation with like some associates, you know, we were just talking about it. But basically, Amazon, you know, Jeff Bezos, it started out as a book company. You know what I'm saying? So it was books. You know, he built his empire, Amazon, the way we know it now. Started out with books. So that just tells you right there that it's going to be more educational type of programming. So, but you got to dig for it, and that's what I like about it. It's not just like handed to you, like, you know, you got to really kind of like search and then like from here, okay, let me go here and then and here. You know what I'm saying? So that's the part of Amazon Prime that I really like. And it shows you many different angles and topics and stuff like that. Whereas I think Netflix, this is my analyzation of Netflix. Netflix is starting to be more of a what's the word I'm looking for? Conditioning, meaning that I think, you know, they know, like, all right, if you look at, you analyze technology, right? So it was a time in the 1980s, right? Early 80s. Every household had a VCR. You know what I'm saying? Because that was the big thing in technology. Now, you know, you can tape your shows and be able to watch it later. Or now, big shout out, rest in peace to my aunt. You know, now you can go to Blockbuster Video, and you know, if you got 2 VCRs, guess what? Now you can tape your favorite movies and have a library of your favorite movies. You know what I'm saying? So everybody in the early 80s had a VCR, right? Then later on, we coming up as kids, every kid in mid to late 80s had a Nintendo. Every kid had a Nintendo. You know what I'm saying? So every kid could, you know, play the Nintendo games, and then we all play Super Mario Brothers and Tetris and all that shit growing up. So now, fast forward, Netflix is like the new thing that everybody has, because once everybody cut the cord, the first thing that kind of led to that was people getting Netflix. Like, it was the new wave. But it first started out as DVDs where, like, you know, you can just get it ordered. So that's why Blockbuster went under, because now instead of going to Blockbuster, I can just go online, order my DVDs, have it sent, and there you go. Everybody had a DVD.
Netflix owns Blockbuster.
Yeah. So they took it out. But now, you know, and that's when they had more variety, because, you know, when you could go into the queue to order movies, it was just like unlimited. But now, I don't know if it's some different agreements that they got or whatever, or if it's done like that purposely. Who knows what the behind the scenes of why they pick the movies in a program that they show. But now I've been noticing, you know, because they'll show you that. I mean, and Amazon does it to their top 10, because, you know, of course you just want to see the ratings and what people are watching. But at the same time, with Netflix, it's just more in your face. Oh, top 10, everybody's watching this, everybody's watching that. Then it becomes like a group thing, you know, because everybody starts watching this and everybody starts watching this. And then they can kind of plug in certain shows. And I don't know if I think I talked about this earlier, so I ain't going to rehash that. But I talked about the whole, you know, big shout out to Eddie Murphy. You know, I really like the You People movies. You know what I'm saying? I'm not hating on everything from Netflix. They still got some good programming here and there, but I'm just not a big fan of it like everybody else is. You know what I'm saying? So I alluded to how, you know, Netflix, you know, I wish they had Trading Places, but they got Life. And I'm like, yo, Trading Places to me is a more,
you know, I think that would be something that's more of like an Amazon movie where you're seeing two different angles from two different coaches, a black guy, white guy. But, you know, at the end of the day, the movie is about how, you know, if you are brought up in the correct, if you know the right people or whatever, you come from the right family or whatever, you can be groomed to do anything unless you're like a complete idiot. You know what I'm saying? Like if you really want to do a job, you can be groomed to do that job. It don't black, white, whatever. Like it doesn't matter. That's what Trading Places was really showing. Whereas Life, the movie they are promoting on Netflix now, as the other Eddie Murphy the movie to watch if you, you know, enjoy you people, is about, you know, a person serving life in jail, you know what I'm saying, and laughing about it like it's cool. So I just see the program. And I remember, Brittany Griner, you know, of course everybody know her story. You know, she was,
That's crazy.
In Russia, but one of the Netflix movies. That
you know Trading Places on Amazon, right?
Oh, right. Oh, you just did it. Yeah. See, that's what I'm trying to say.
No, Trading Places. I want to tell you that the last time you brought that up, Trading Places on Amazon Prime. Like the thing is, you gotta look at everybody. When I say everybody, I'm talking about telecommunications. Like everybody is so hungry to be like Netflix that they're rescinding their licensing agreements, or they just charge you extra fucking money to be able to use their material, i.e. movies or TV shows. You see what I'm saying? So certain things you just ain't going to have no more because, like, now, just like when you're talking about Paramount Plus, right?
Yeah.
Me and Paramount Plus, we have a love-hate relationship right now.
I got a hate relationship with them right now, but me and
Paramount, we have a love-hate relationship because in New York, you having your problems with Paramount Plus, right? But I'm used to CBS dropping their nuts down here. CBS is always wanting more money. But then we'll have blackouts for CBS shows and shit like that. You see what I'm saying? But I have HBO and Showtime strictly for my boxing. HBO no longer has boxing, right? But I've been having HBO for years. Well, Paramount Plus is talking about swallowing Showtime.
Yeah, I think the deal is already done.
Yeah, Paramount, right. Well, they've already, it's always been separate, but they've always been the same company. You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, CBS is owned by, Showtime is owned by CBS. But they want to swallow Showtime. But, like, now they talking about getting rid of Showtime boxing. You know me, I'm a pugilist. Like, look, this is what I do. But
somebody gonna figure
at the same time, Thursday was the first episode of the last season of Picard, Star Trek Picard, right? So I'm watching that shit on Thursday. Man, that episode was so fucking good, I forgot me and Paramount is beat. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to get you for something. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't want you to, you know, unsubscribe. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to try to have something that you like. Even if they're getting rid of
it. I don't subscribe to it. I'm not subscribing to that shit. Like, bitch, I got cable, okay? I have fucking cable. And my cable bill is $400 a fucking month. I got all the shit. Yeah, all my shit. Well, you know. Yeah, all my shit come with the app shit.
Okay, goddamn.
Right. Because I paid the fucking bill. And so, like, you know what I'm saying? If you try to charge me for some extra shit, but I already paid a cable bill, fuck you. Like, Disney Plus, I'm not buying no Disney Plus. You can suck a dick.
You need to have all that shit. You paying $400, you need to have all that shit. I need to be a platinum package.
Right, I'm not about to buy no BET Plus, bitch, when that come with the standard cable package. You got me fucked up, man.
Yeah, but
continue.
So I mean, my point being is the Netflix. You know, to me, because everybody has it, I'm starting to see that kind of group thing. And so the point I was making with the whole Brittany Griner and how, you know, she was, you know, for the people out there that was under a rock that didn't know that just happened, how Brittany Griner was a WNBA player, got caught with like a weed pipe or some shit, weed paraphernalia. Was held in Russia for almost a year, and you know the Biden administration finally got her out, like November, I would say, a few months back. So what I guess the whole point I was just trying to say is, to say that this is like her, because I think Uncle Murder probably said this shit in a rhyme, and that's why I'm equating it. But Juana Man, right? That show. That movie that was about the dude that went to play the basketball and he couldn't make the NBA or some shit. So he's like, oh, let me play in the WNBA and let me act like a woman or some shit. That's the movie that they, you know, that's a Netflix movie that they wanted. So they got a certain type of movie that they like, you know what I'm saying? And I'll just say this too. So the other thing, and this is one of the conversations I was having earlier, like I said, where, you know, one of the associates was like, how, all right, Netflix now. Like, I like the Jeffrey Dahmer, I guess, show, whatever. I thought it was really good. I haven't watched the last two episodes yet, but I thought it was done really good. But, you know, now it seems like Netflix are really pushing this, like, sociopath or psychopath, wherever you want to call it. He's like, they're kind of pushing that now. You know what I'm saying? There's another show that people are telling me about. It's called You, that, like, everybody's talking about
it. But, yeah, and but You, like, came out way before Dahmer, though. You came out way before Dahmer.
It did, but I think it got popular now because, you know, because of the Dahmer shit.
No,
whatever.
No,
put me on.
No. You, this is the fourth season of You, and You has always been You has always been a superior fucking ratings getter. Like, yeah, you and Dahmer did not help out You. Let's get this one thing straight.
Okay.
If it wasn't for the success of You, they would have never made the Dahmer biopic.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it mixed up and confused. It was because of the success of You that they actually decided to do the Dahmer shit, and they did a show before Dahmer. Where they were talking about, you know, this little serial killer broad or some bullshit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you watched You or no?
Well, You? I watched the first season. I watched the first season of the shit because I was trying to figure out why everybody was talking in the third person, right? So that's what made me watch the first season. But after season 2, 3, and 4, I ain't watched that shit. I watched the first season, though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the point being, it seems like You, and it was this other movie that I saw, and I'm kind of mad I watched it, man. But it was on Netflix. Somebody was telling me about it. I watched it, and I was like, nah, this ain't my style. It's a movie called Fracture. I don't know if
that sounds familiar. What is
it's
about?
On Netflix, it sounds... right? Fracture. Okay, so Fracture is this should be hitting too close to home, man. Like, so look, me and my wife, you know what I'm saying? I love scary movies, horror movies, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just grew up on that shit. I still like that shit. I'm going to probably do a review about this Orphan Part 2 that was pretty fucking good on Amazon Prime. But anyway, I digress. I love horror movies, you know what I'm saying? All the fucking evil shit and all that stuff. I mean, you know, I mean, like, I just fucks with it. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that I practice it, but, you know, I watch those movies. I grew up watching all the Nightmare on Elm Streets and all that shit, Friday the 13th and all that shit. Anyway, I say that to say this. But the shit that really, I guess, scares me in a way, is the shit that's a little too close to home. Like, some shit that's like, I don't even call it scary or whatever. If you're gonna come with a certain type of genre for these type of movies, I would label it as disturbing. Disturbing meaning that, like, after you watch it, you're like, fuck, like, that shit was just like, wow, because, you know, you just never fucking know. The times that we're, especially in this social media, digital area, you know, people fucking the Michigan State shit. I know I'm rambling a little bit, but, you know, Michigan State's, you know, the school got shot up with some shit. But, you know, it seemed like every so often or every few months there's some sociopath or whatever going crazy and fucking, you know, killing a bunch of people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just out the blue. It just seems like it's happening all the time, and especially in this country. Like, we talk about terrorism and all that shit in other countries, but this shit is homegrown shit, and, like, what the fuck is sparking this shit? So anyway, I guess the point I'm trying to make was this movie Fractured, it talks about this guy who you can see the whole movie is frantic. You know what I'm saying? The whole movie, you just see it's from jump. You can see something's wrong with this guy. Like, he's just, like, trying to keep his shit together, but it's something's up. Right? So
Okay. Yeah, I just had to look it up. Oh, all right. I know what you're talking about now.
You see?
Yeah, with the wife and the daughter go missing after she had fractured her arm and shit.
Yeah, you watch this? You watch that shit?
Yeah, I've seen that shit.
See, everybody, see, that's what I'm saying. Netflix, everybody's watching these movies. So anyway, long story short, the shit that kind of scared me about this shit, this dude, at the end of the movie, you thinking, like, he, like, because he's like, oh, you know, because, you know, his little daughter fall and she hit her head and they wanted to take her to make sure she was good. That's why it's called fracture, because they didn't know if she had internal bleeding or whatever. So he's like, first off, I hate to see kids getting hurt. That's just one thing. That's just going to turn me off anyway. But I'm still, like, watching. I'm already invested. I turned it off, turned it on a couple of times. I'm like, fuck, I'm already going to watch. I might as well see how it ends. But long story short, he goes to the hospital to take his daughter. And I'm like, yo, you need help. She might be hurt. She's saying she's all right, but I don't know. I just want to make sure she's checked out. Long story short, we're like, okay, we want to just check her, make sure she ain't got no internal bleeding and all this other stuff. And next thing you know, he comes back, he goes to sleep or whatever, he falls asleep while waiting in the emergency room because his wife, which is the daughter's mother, went to with the daughter to get the x-rays or whatever, but then she never came back. So he falls asleep because it was like late at night or whatever. So in the morning, he's waking up like, damn, what's taking so long? So he goes to the desk and they're like, I don't know, what the hell are you talking about? Ain't no lady, ain't no daughter, ain't no, you know, person didn't check in. Like, what are you talking about? He's like, and so he's going crazy, like, you know, I was just here, like, this was it, like, this and that. So long story short, the end of the movie, basically, he did all the shit himself and didn't even know. Like, he, like, went in there, tried to save his kid because he supposedly saw it, but it wasn't that. So long story short, like, he went batshit crazy. He ended up killing both of them and didn't even realize that he killed both of them and then killed some other people trying to, like, prove that they was really there. So it was just like, it's like this person just went crazy. So basically what it was showing was the mind of somebody who does these type of things that you hear about on the news, this Michigan State shooting or Columbine or whatever else. You know what I'm saying? It's like the mind of a person that's about to go nuts. So that's the shit that's kind of scary to me. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing. But I guess the point that I was just trying to make is Netflix just putting this out there? It's some type of agenda. Are they putting this out there to show you what this is? Or, you know, because certain people can watch it and start to imitate it. That's why I don't want to see this whole you thing, because I'm thinking, like, it's about a stalker, basically, and all the stuff that they do, stalking people, especially now with social media and all this other shit. It's just like, it's just creepy, man. It just creeps me out. But it seems like this is the stuff that Netflix is really promoting. So, especially to kids.
Have you ever watched Dexter?
Dexter, yeah.
Have you ever watched Dexter? Yeah.
That was like
Dexter. Yeah, you was just an offshoot of Dexter. Matter of fact, it's crazy that you brought that up because of you, they brought Dexter back.
Exactly.
You
know
what I'm saying? So it's all about the popularity of said movies. You know what I'm saying? That's like Marvel. Because a few movies became successful, now everybody's doing some type of superhero type shit. Amazon Prime got their own superhero show. Netflix had their own superhero show that they canceled. But, yeah. I mean, it just depends on how deep you want to actually look into the subject.
Yeah, it's just the part where it's like, when is it, like, too much? When does it seems like it's just making people just immune to crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just, like, desensitizing shit. So, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I don't want to come off as a conspiracy guy or whatever, but that's just some shit that I've been noticing. You know what I'm saying? With Netflix. It just seems like, I don't know, this shit is getting a little... I don't know. It's just getting a little, like, you know, it's getting a little newsy to me. Like, it's just getting, like, you know, I got to just hop in and hop out on certain shows that I think is good, but I can't get caught up in that Netflix shit because I just think it's, like, some type of conditioning that's going on with the type of program that they like to promote on that channel. But like I said, I'm not saying everything is all bad, but I'm saying when you really just start watching or you just see what's all their top 10 movies or whatever, I don't know, that's starting to kind of creep me out a little bit.
Yeah.
But
they're just trying to make what works. Because so many people are dropping Netflix at the moment. You got millions upon millions of people no longer subscribing to them. So they're just going to keep on making what works, makes money.
And I guess right now it's the whole serial killer thing. And that's just not fucking
thrillers,
back.
Not serial killers, more of a thriller, the genre of thrillers. And
it's starting to be more, like I said, I like thrillers. I love suspense movies. But I think these are starting to be on the cusp of disturbing. Like, I'll say prime example. If this ever comes in on Netflix, I know something's up. I'm going to say prime example. I don't know if you ever seen this movie, but this is a movie that I never want to see again. I'm kind of pissed off that I watched it because it just made my skin crawl. It was so disturbing. Like, it was just one of those movies that was just like, what the fuck did I just watch? And it's called Requiem for a Dream. I'm not recommending it. Do not watch it. But if you do, that's what it
Requiem
is.
Requiem what?
Requiem for a Dream. The most disturbing movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that don't sound like anything I've seen before.
Yeah, I'm telling you, don't watch it. But anyway. So,
like, you can't tell a man not to watch something, then he's going to be like, all
right.
Right? Like, yeah, once you tell a motherfucker not to watch something, you know, then they're like, man,
you,
I got to watch
this. I'm warning you. I'm just saying I'm warning you. It's one of those movies.
Jared Leto.
Jared Leto was in that?
Oh, yep.
Wow, that was one of his earlier shit then. Okay, and Marlon Wayans is in it too. Go figure. But anyway.
Oh.
Very, very disturbing movie.
I saw that.
Oh, you did see it?
Yeah, well, it's been out for 23 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's an older movie. It's an older movie, but that shit was disturbing as fuck, man. But, I mean, that wasn't even about no serious thing. That was, like, drug use and just psychology and shit like that. It was just shit fucked me up. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? I never want to watch that again. But anyway, it's just certain things like that. I think it's more, it's moving towards more disturbing than suspenseful. Because, like, suspense is cool, you know what I'm saying? But disturbing is, like, when you, like, after you watch it, you just feel a certain way. And then you're kind of looking at it. It gives you, like, paranoia a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So that's,
yeah,
that's a...
Let me tell you this. Requiem for a Dream, right, was child's play compared to Arachnophobia.
Arachnophobia? What?
Yeah. Now, let me tell you.
Okay.
See, as a child, see, as an adult, it's different, right? But as a child, Arachnophobia fucked me up for 20-plus years. You see what I'm saying? Before Arachnophobia came out, me and Bugs was one. You see what I'm saying? I didn't even visually, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even know Bugs existed like that until Arachnophobia. After Arachnophobia, I seen every fucking eight-legged creature known to man. You see what I'm saying? My sisters were so heightened. So, like, man, look, Arachnophobia had me fucked up. And then I was in my mid-20s, and I finally decided to watch it again. And this time I realized it was supposed to be a comedy. So I'm saying, but how? Man, how the fuck is this supposed to be?
I remember. I mean, I don't know.
How the fuck was that supposed to be a comedy? Like, man, somebody got a dark-ass sense of humor. Arachnophobia
like
fucked me up. Right, right. It ain't shit to me now.
No, it wasn't shit to me when I saw it as a kid. I saw it when it first came out.
No. Oh, man. Man, look, when I tell you Arachnophobia had me scared of all the spiders. And then, hey, bro, I was so freaked out. And you know how you be sleeping? And like that little piece of string on your sheet
you
or your bed covers start touching you. Oh! Oh, shit!
Well, the shit that freaks me out is, like I said, like psychological killers and shit like that. I don't know. That shit freaks me out, man. I'd be looking at people, man, like, hold the fuck up, man. Like, you know, I see somebody with, like, some crazy eyes. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Especially, not to sound racist, but, you know, you see an O'Fay coming to a spot with crazy eyes. You know what I'm saying? I'm leaving. But anyway, I digress. You know what I'm saying? So, let's see here. So what else? You know, so speaking of, I'm going to give a couple of quick movies shout-outs. So you got about 8 minutes left. You know what I'm saying? Black, she said she was going to come back with the rest of her story. But
Black
was
lying, man.
I've been sitting here listening since you was talking about Black.
Black was telling her story quiet as shit.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, what's up, Black?
Yeah.
You got 8 minutes. So you
yeah,
husband
you,
no,
you,
no. Y'all don't wait until next week.
I told you she was going to wait till next week anyway, man. So you can talk shit.
Yeah, exactly.
But I love
right,
Black,
so these,
man. Black
I'm
always gives me my name.
These last couple reviews out. All right, so I'm putting people on. So speaking of.
Hold on, wait a minute. Now that Black on the phone, real quick. Elm, did you watch that that link I sent you?
Yeah, I seen it. Mm-hmm.
That's not what I asked you, Black. I asked you, did you watch the link? I didn't ask you if you seen the link.
Yeah, I watched the link.
Well, you're asking what's her thoughts, it seems like. That's what you're asking.
That's it.
Right.
Seems like
right.
that, but since he didn't ask that, I didn't answer.
No. Black gonna be a little smart ass. What you drinking? What's going on?
No,
football?
I ain't drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I speak on that often, that people need to teach their own kids because they're finding ways to, you know, move kids in reference to, you know, washing away the Black history, right? And they were doing it in a way when we were growing up, right? And they talk so much about white history, not enough about Black history, and now, you know, they're saying just ultimately they don't, you know about Black history and they came as slaves or servants. But we have to enlighten our people, but they know that we are enlightening them, and this is their final stretch to try to win, because a lot of parents aren't active in their kids, you know, schooling. And the one thing I can tell you is that the schools don't even send that much homework home anymore. You know what I'm saying? So we got to stop putting our
That's
kids
the parents' fault.
In these white schools and so on and so forth, man. It's the one thing about this school that my children go to, like it's a Black school, and they definitely, you know, they teach you about their people. You know what I'm saying? They're not going for no shit like that. They want you to know about your people, who you are, where you came from. Our people, we get a little money in our pocket, and then we want to go to the uppity sides because we feel like things are better. But it's not better because, one, you're paying more money to be profiled, and then the people that ain't got money here, they going over there to the people that do got money. So you're not really doing anything but putting yourself and subjecting your children to, you know, adversity. You know what I'm saying? So we got to do better when it comes to our children. We got to enlighten our children on who their ancestors were. We got to keep our children in tune with their ancestors and let them know, you know, their stories and so on and so forth, because we can no longer afford to allow the white man to dictate our children's education. We just can't.
Black is running for political office. You running for political office. Because I asked you, about that Senate hearing, ma'am. I asked you about the Senate hearing that I sent you. Not the last video. I'm talking about the video before that. The Senate hearing reporter.
Yeah, that was the lady talking about her husband normally
no.
the homework.
No, I'm talking about the first link, ma'am. I'm talking about the Senate hearing, not the school board hearing.
Oh, okay. I seen the school board hearing.
Like I said, that first one was important. She wasn't fucking with it.
Yeah, she said it. She said, oh,
no.
No,
I was busy when he sent that one, I think, and I forgot to go back and look at it, but I went and looked at the last link, and that's the one I'm talking about. We got to educate our kids.
Yeah, she's talking about Black history.
I'll look at the city one, and then we'll discuss that one next week.
All right, so look, we got 4 minutes left. I'm going to get off this real quick review, you know what I'm saying, on this movie I thought was kind of interesting. So big shout-out to my wife, because I was kind of like, it was on Amazon Prime, but I was kind of like going past it because I didn't know what to expect, but I was pleasantly surprised. I'm probably going to watch it again because I'm like, what the fuck? This was like a different spin on it. But shout-out to a female actress that I think is coming up, Regina Hall, right? So most people know Regina Hall. She was in like the scary movie franchises and with the Wayans brothers and all that type of shit. I think she was in The Best Man. That was probably like her first thing. She was like the stripper chick that was with the dude with the dreads way back in the day on Best Man. Anyway, Regina Hall, right? So she's got two. Speaking of, man, I know Amazon Prime need to like, you know, sponsor me or something like that, because I've been really caping up for them, man. So shout out to Jeff Bezos. But anyway, she's got two movies on Amazon Prime that are really good. So one movie is called Master. The other movie is called Hunk for Jesus, right? And I was telling my wife, I was describing it because she started watching Hunk for Jesus. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, so I started, you know, she started watching. And I started watching. I'm like, no, this is pretty good. And I like kind of how it ended, because it ended it. I thought it was going to end a certain way. And it was just, it gave like real open-ended kind of ending to it, where you can kind of just draw your own conclusion. I thought that was kind of interesting the way they did it. So I don't want to give it away, you know, just in case, you know, anybody that's listening want to check it out. But the props I want to give Regina Hall is like, she has like a Denzel Washington quality to her that I like. And Denzel Washington, of course, everybody knows who Denzel Washington is. You know, critically acclaimed, one of the best actors of our time, of our generation. But The special part is about Denzel, and Denzel can only do it. But he is basically Denzel Washington in every movie. It's just Denzel Washington in these different situations. So it's like if Denzel Washington was a corrupt cop, we got Training Day.
oh, if I was Denzel Washington, but I'm, this is how I would be Malcolm X. You know what I'm saying? So we got Malcolm X. You know what I'm saying? Got Denzel Washington. If I was in the Civil War and I was, you know, one of the soldiers, this is how I would be, Denzel Washington in glory. You know what I'm saying? So my point being is just like he's just himself in different situations, but he plays it so great because he's just how he would be if he was in that situation, which, you know, he seems like he's the best at doing that. I say the same thing, even though there's only been two movies that I've seen her in, but Regina Hall, she has that quality. So in Master, she plays like a professor that's got tenured, and she comes as the master or whatever of this university where she's got, you know, some clout, and, you know, she's on the board and all this other stuff. And you just see the whole racial tension there and how she's kind of dealing with it and trying to help the students out. Very good, you know, very good performance by her in that. You know what I'm saying? Then in Hong for G, and I like how she switches her hair up. That's one main thing I always look for in actors and actresses, like switch it up, look different in different roles. So in this one, she's got a little low cut or whatever. And Hung for Jesus, she played like a church lady, was married to this preacher, and this preacher's like one of them big time preachers in Atlanta with a big congregation, you know, real Joel Osteen type shit. But then some shit happens, some shit hit the fan, and you know they trying to get their congregation back. Very good movie, both of them. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely recommend it. You know, I'm giving y'all the world famous chop up seal of approval on those. Big shout out to Amazon Prime. Two good movies to, you know, that you can check out. So this has been another episode of Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. You know, big shout out to Black for the topic. Big shout out to Smooth on the check-in. Big shout out to me for the world famous chop up. As always, you know, follow the Twitter page. I keep it crunk on there. Real Adult Talk. We, you know, spell it TAWK. Definitely follow that, man. It's always some interesting shit on there, especially if you like, you know, just different adult type of entertainment. Definitely check that out. Also, you know, follow my Mo Benz Twitter page, MOBINNS, especially if you want to check out the spinoff show, Reasonable Doubt. Like I said, that's every Twitter Tuesday, 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Me and Kev Hurt serving it up, three topics that we just run down, you know, for the people. And then if you want to put a face to the voice, check me out on IG. Just keep it respectful. Mo Benz, MIBINNS. So once again, it's been another awesome show. This is how we do. We come in here and talk our shit, fuck around. You know, so, you know, once again, to next week, everybody be safe. Peace, peace, peace. Signing off.